Joining us right now to talk some Padre baseball is their manager. He's in his third season with the Padres, a two-time Southern League Manager of the Year. San Diego has won two of its last four. San Francisco is at San Diego tonight. That game's got a 7:10 start Pacific time. We're joined by Padres manager Andy Green. Andy, it's great to have you on. How are you? Good morning.
Yeah, doing fine. How are you doing today, Jim?
Good, good. Andy, nice to visit with you. I know you're coming off kind of a tough loss to the Giants last night, and you didn't get the hits that maybe you would have liked, but I got to ask about one moment that I thought was great. A very interesting moment when you had pitcher Clayton Richard as a pinch hitter in the third inning. He homered on Monday. He's swinging the bat really well right now. So what was your thinking when you went to him as a pinch hitter, and then how pleased were you when he got a base knock, come through with a single?
Oh, we were hoping it would lead to runs eventually, which obviously it didn't yesterday, and it turns out to be the only hit we had of the day, which I obviously wasn't thinking was going to be the case in the third inning of the ball game. But, we had a short bench last night, and we had a starter coming out after three innings. It's fairly typical in that situation with one out and nobody on. You turn towards another pitcher, your best hitting pitcher to hit. And Clayton put together a good at-bat, lined a single into right field, and the tough part of that was all we had to show for it.
Andy Green joining us. I see you working. Listen, yeah, it's tough the NL West is right now. I mean, you look at that last year, and you had three teams make the postseason, and it's not like anybody took a step back after last year. If anything, the division probably got tougher, and now you're in a stretch where you just played the Rockies, you've got the Giants, then the Dodgers, followed by the Diamondbacks, and then the Rockies again. So how do you go about approaching a stretch like that?
No, it's a heck of a challenge, this division. I think anybody looking at it from the outside at the start of the season would say it's the toughest division in baseball. We knew that going in. We knew our opening slate of games was going to be by far and away the toughest slate of games in baseball. We just obviously played the Astros on the road, played a very good Brewers team the opening series, and then everybody else we've played up till now until we saw the Giants have been playoff teams last year. So we know what we're staring down, and for us it's a heck of a challenge, and we look forward to that challenge every single day when we step on the diamond. And we've had some injuries early in the season. Some key players are out right now, and we look forward to seeing those guys back. And the guys that are out there every day will continue to battle and, you know, fight to win a series against the Giants right now.
I was going to say that. I mean, it's a gauntlet, right? It's a challenge in and of itself. And then you've got some guys who are banged up, and you've got a young team. How do you make sure your young guys stay locked in and they don't get overwhelmed by the start of the season?
I think you just got to stay relentlessly positive with them. It's a group of guys we do believe in. And, a lot of them, based on kind of the injuries or being exposed to pitchers that when we went into the season, we planned to platoon a little bit and have guys face guys that were probably, you know, optimal matchups for them. And then you look up and you've had too many injuries to even be able to contend that way. So everybody's getting run out there every single day for the most part right now. And love the fight in the group of guys. We obviously showed that in Colorado. Last night was a rough one for us. Looking forward to kind of getting back in the winning column tonight.
Andy Green joining us. You know, you mentioned the fight in Colorado. Eric Hosmer was saying afterwards that he thought that it actually could be a moment of growth, that when you've got everybody coming off the bench and everybody's got the back of their teammates, that can galvanize the team. Did it feel that way to you? Is there any kind of bonding effect that comes out of something like that?
I think it's a great team effect where guys feel that each other have each other's back. And I think our guys definitely felt that. The tough part of that was we kind of, right after that inning, we went back out there and gave up five runs. We fought back that day, turned it into a very close baseball game, but came up a little on the short side. I think when you throw some wins on the backside of a fight, it tends to have that galvanizing effect. For us, it's time to throw some wins on the backside of it.
Andy, you know how it goes, right? I mean, it's competitive. Guys are competing at the highest level, and emotions are going to flare up. I mean, a fight's going to happen sometimes, but in that moment as manager, how concerned are you about the safety of your guys?
You don't want to see anybody go down. I've seen too many incidences where guys have a shoulder injury, hand injury, all kinds of different injuries, back injuries. Those things are out of control, and it's in those moments you're just hoping everybody comes out okay. It seems like we came out okay from that. I don't know the Rockies end of it, but you're not wishing injury on anybody. You're hoping everybody comes out healthy, and I think our guys in general are like healthy from that.
So you feel like it's all squared up, it's even, it's done, or when you play these guys again on April 23rd, might it flare up again?
You hope it's all behind. Once you've had a blow up like that, it's time to just go on and play baseball and win games against your opponent. Not something I've given a ton of thought to right now. Most of our thoughts been focused on the Giants, and that's about it right now.
Padres manager Andy Green joining us. You know, I mentioned Hosmer. You signed him as a free agent. As manager, how does it make you feel? How happy are you to know you can write this guy's name in your lineup card every night?
Absolutely love it. Unbelievable competitor, unbelievable teammate. He's put together a ton of really good at-bats for us early on. He swung the bat well. We haven't gotten on base in front of him enough for him to drive a lot of runs in. We got to do that a little bit better. But, man, he's been, as advertised, he's been just a tremendous addition to us, and we know that addition is going to continue to pay off for years to come.
Yeah, so if you're part of a rebuilding process, and part of that means that there's going to be a big focus on prospects, developing your young guys as opposed to signing big-name free agents, what's a signing like Hosmer say about where the organization is in that rebuild? Does it say that we're moving on to the next phase in the process?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those moves you make in anticipation of a lot of guys starting to show up on the scene. Front office chose to be opportunistic, and we saw a free agent out there in Eric that we really wanted. That would be a huge part of our rebuild and a huge part of what we were heading towards and be kind of guy that we built around. And when young guys came up, we could point to somebody and say, hey, this is what it's supposed to look like. And, you know, it wasn't a signal to the rest of the world that, yeah, here we come. It was another step in the journey and another step in the process of building a contender here. And I think he's been a tremendous acquisition. He's done all those things we're looking for him to do. And I think as time unfolds, he'll be a huge part of a winning culture here in San Diego.
All right, so before you go, let me ask you about a couple of young guys. When you look at a player like catcher Austin Hedges, who had that ridiculous diving catch on a foul bunt and then threw a runner out at first while sitting down for a double play, or maybe somebody like Manuel Margot, who looked like he was about to break out before he got hit by a pitch earlier in the week, what about the future of those two? How bright and what's the upside for them?
We love both those guys. Manny out there in the outfield covers center field as well as anybody in the game of baseball. A lot of people recognize the loss we have when we lose him out there. He's unbelievable out in center field. He makes plays that other guys just flat out don't make. And you were right, the bat was coming. Smoked a couple balls that last day. Was swinging it really well. And it was just a matter of time. He's too good a hitter. He was going to bust out. And it had only been 2 weeks into the season, so we weren't thinking too much about it. And we were confident he was going to bust out. And on the other side with Hedges, defensively, there's not anybody that's better receiving, throwing, blocking, making those kind of catches that you saw last night. I've seen him do that a few times. He gives everything he has every single day out there. And there's a lot of belief in his bat, too. You know, he's a very young guy in the big leagues last year. He hits 18 home runs, and there's a ton of power in there. And if he squares up more and more baseballs, he's going to put up some very impressive numbers from a very good defensive catcher.
You know, Andy, when I said to you, like, in the beginning of the season when there's a challenge, how do you keep young guys focused? You said you just got to stay relentlessly positive. You guys talked about in spring training how you're always positive with all these guys. And then Clayton Richard said this about you. He said this, quote, he's so far ahead of the game as it's played out, his mind works a little bit quicker than most people he's always thinking. I mean, when you look at being a manager right now in the bigs and the job description, how much of it is about in-game strategy and being ahead of the next guy, but how much of it is about developing and fostering relationships with your players?
90% the latter. The game, the strategy, that matters on the margins. When your team's contending, that really begins to matter. You do whatever you can to give your team an opportunity to win. That's the competitive advantage you bring. But the culture you create, the relationships you foster, the competition you create, that stuff matters far and beyond anything else. The way you help guys develop as human beings and then as players, that stuff's at the top of the list. And you got to drive that stuff home if you ever want to have a successful culture. I personally love the game strategy. I think that's fun. I appreciate what Clayton says. I don't necessarily see myself that way. I appreciate those comments, though. And for me, it's the game's the fun time. And then you do whatever you can to put your guys in a position to win a baseball game. And we'll continue to try to do that here in San Diego.
And the Padres back at it tonight against San Francisco, 10:10 p.m. Eastern time, 7:10 Pacific. Their manager, Andy Green, my guest. Andy, been waiting to get caught up with you. Thank you so much. Great to have you on the show.
Yeah, good talking to you, Jim. Talk to you again soon.
You too. Padres manager, Andy Green, my guest. Back on the air, 97.3 The Fan in San Diego, and Padres manager joining us. And again, Giants-Padres tonight.